When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up Stable Mail. Let's catch up with one of our favourites. We've got a few favourites, but Lucy Aha, she's been part of our team on Giddy Up, basically, since she started, really. Even when she was the star of the show at Kiramar, now she's dominating proceedings in her own right. She's unstoppable, and she's got I Am Unstoppable going around in the Sunlight Classic, along with Lloyd Kennerwell, but people forget who Lloyd is these days. G'day, Lucy. Good morning.
I hope Lloyd's not listening.
I hope he is. I'm only stirring. How is I am Unstoppable?
He's good. Yeah, we're very happy.
The inside gate, is that annoying? Or you think we just don't know yet?
It's annoying. There was a few curse words when we saw the inside draw. We feel the main dangers of drawn out wide. So it leaves us in a bit of a tricky situation. But we've got Mark Zara on board and we'll just leave it up to him to weave his magic.
Yeah. So what happened the other day in the Lightning Stakes when he didn't pull up his best, and how long has it taken him to get over that run or whatever happened there that day?
Yeah, we sort of reset with him. That day there was a few excuses. Firstly, he pulled up quite poorly at the races. He had slow recovery. His heart rate was very high for a long time. Then when we got him home to the stables on Monday, we did a lung wash and pulled bloods and did the normal sort of head-to-toe check. And there was a few things that were not quite right. Even though his blood before the race was spot on, after the race, it showed a little bit of infection and inflammation there. So we sent him off to Fulman, sent him to the paddock for a week, then the water walker for a week, then brought him back and sort of proceeded as normal, gave him a jump out. And now his bloods are great. We've pulled another one today. That'll be the last sort of box to check. But we pulled one on Monday. It's great. He's moving well. So we feel like we've reset with him and hopefully he shows up on Saturday at his best.
He deserves to win a race, doesn't he? He's been knocking on the door on the big races, including all of the Group 1s during the spring down the straight. Is it a case where I think he knows how to win. He just keeps on running into one better, or he draws at the wrong side of the track loose. But this race is probably, it's a good race, but it's nearly one of the most easiest races that he's competed in for a while.
It is. Yeah, we think we genuinely think he's a Group 1 horse. He's sort of proved that last prep without even winning. He was holding his own in those good races against good horses. It's a crying shame that he hasn't won a race as a three-year-old. Obviously the Lightning didn't go to plan, so we had to regroup and sort of go down in grade. And as you said, it is probably more like a group race than a listed race. There's some very nice horses in it. Stokes's horse and obviously Estriella, in our eyes, are probably the two main dangers. But if he shows up at his best, is he a better horse than them? It's probably to be decided. We'd like to think so. But he just needs to show up on the day.
Should we have something on direct in the railway stakes there at Oakbank?
I would have said yes, but he's drawn very awkwardly. He's drawn quite wide.
Yes.
We thought his first up run was very brave. He sort of got knocked down over the 9.55 and picked himself up and still found the line. I thought it was a run really full of merit. He's very bright. He's sort of very fresh and bouncy horse in general. And I think those older geldings, I think the trip away will be great for him. It does tend to switch them on a little. So, you know, the gate's a bit awkward, but he is a fast horse and a nice horse. So hopefully you can get the job done for him.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck, Luce, especially with I Am Unstoppable and the Sunlight Classic.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you. There's Lucy Yeomans there. 20 minutes to 10 o'clock. Let's take a break. Baker Tips next.